to rejoice and be glad in it. I always want to thank you for your support in every way, in every aspect, for it is a blessing and truly an honor for you to support this ministry and all your endeavors. Remember that you can always support this ministry by in monetary value. Send your gifts of love to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mailing it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, or either cash app it to $GregoryTenney, $GregoryTenney. And I promise you that every dime that you send, it will be used for the ministry. Yes, and your gifts and love offerings will be used for the ministry, the work of God's ministry. So thank you once again, and I'm encouraging you to sow a seed into this ministry that we will be a blessing to others. I just want to first say to Linda Lemon that's been ill. We pray that you have a speedy recovery, and I want to say also to Arlene Doyle that you have a speedy recovery as well. And I want to take my hats off to Irma Robertson, the Robertson family. She is a member of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and she has lost her mother. And our prayers go out with her, and we want to know that we support her in every way and in every aspect. I just want to talk just for a few moments with the Word of God, for it is truly, it's always a blessing to share with you a word from the Lord. Well, Romans 3:23 says, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. When my brothers and sisters, I want to talk with you just for a few moments on the subject of, is God fair? When people ask if God is fair, they are often asking a human perspective, in a human perspective. If God deals with people in the way that is deserving, from that perspective, no, God is not fair. Why do you say that? Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God and deserve death as a result. Yet God, my brothers and sisters, has provided salvation as a gift, because he said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So in that sense, we all, because of our sinful nature and what we've done, we deserve to die. But yet God looked beyond our faults and gives us eternal life. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that that's more than being fair to give us life when we deserve death. God is gracious, not giving us not what we deserve, but what we need. And he's merciful, not giving us the punishment we do deserve. So ask whether God, we should ask whether God is fair, just as, or shall we ask, is he not fair? My brothers and sisters, I say that he's fair in his offer of salvation to all people, yes, because truly none of us are worthy and deserve God's blessings. None of us deserve much more punishment. We deserve much more punishment than what we are given. If the story was to be told, he's always fair to us, but we are not so fair to him. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because we're unfair in our giving of our time. We're unfair in giving of our talents. We're unfair, and surely we're unfair in giving of our tithes. God shows us in so many ways in the Bible how just he is, how fair can you be when it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Where we should have death, he's given us life. And you can use that word fair in a lot of things in life, in a lot of instances in life, you know, even on your job. A lot of times we feel as though our boss is not being fair to us. In our homes, sometimes we feel as though our husbands or our wives are not being fair to us. Sometimes we feel as though our children are not being fair to us. But my brothers and sisters, the big thing about all of that is that it's really not about what we think, but it's about what the true fact says. And if we look in the Bible, we'll find that God is fair in every aspect because he's done so much for us. He's fair when he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's fair. And when I say fair, he's showing us that he's just in every way, in every aspect. And he looks beyond our faults to see our needs. So I believe that we should not be asking the question of, is God fair? But I think we should ask the question, are we fair with God? No. The truth, whether be told, we are unfair in every way, in every aspect. It was unfair how they persecuted him. It was unfair how they pierced him in the side. It was unfair how they nailed him to the cross. All of that was unfair because that what he was getting, we deserved. But look, in order to save us, he had to go through everything that he went through in order to save us and give us eternal life. So just think about it as you go to your everyday walk of life. What do you think is really fair? What do you think fairness really weigh out to? When you're dealing with God, God is always fair. He's always just. He's always almighty. He's always our strength. He's always our encouragement. He's always there for us in every way. Even with our sinful ways, he always treats us fair. Look, I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. In the closing of this brief word, let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Church, say amen.
Thank you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says. The church say,
New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
This is Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. And you notice I say Pastor Emeritus, this will probably be my last time, because next time we'll have the new pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church on the air. He will come up with me, or we'll get together. But he is the pastor-elect of First St. Mark Baptist Church. And when I say he is, I just want to call his name. It's Reverend Kenneth Whitaker. He is the new pastor-elect of First St. Mark Baptist Church. A lot of the members really haven't met him. They may have heard him. They may know something about him. You can hear any kind of rumors you want to, but he's a man sent from God to preach the gospel, and we just feel that he is a asset, a plus, for First St. Mark Baptist Church. Right now, let me tell you just a little bit about First St. Mark Baptist Church. First St. Mark Baptist Church has Sunday services every Sunday, not just one or two Sundays, but First St. Mark Baptist Church have services every Sunday. And I just want you to know that we do have church every Sunday. But we have more than just church every Sunday. We almost have something every day. I would tell you, if I possibly can, I would tell you, even on Monday, we have something at our church. We have Celebrate Sobriety, you know, alcoholic. We celebrate sobriety. Cocaine addict, we come on Monday from 6 to 7, and we celebrate sobriety. And we want you to know that you can come by if you want to on a Monday at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock and celebrate sobriety. I don't care if you got one day, 10 years, 20 years, but you can come and celebrate, drink a cup of coffee with me, be among friends, and still tell your story if you want to. We thank you for that. On Wednesday, we have midweek service, and we call it Bible study at First St. Mark. It starts at 7:30. It starts at 6:30, and it ends at 7:30. We invite you to come to First St. Mark Baptist Church for our midweek service. If you hadn't been there for a while, you can get a chance to meet our new pastor, Pastor Kenneth Whitaker. Like I say, he will be there. He already told me that he'll be there, so we know that he'll be there. I'm out of the way. He's taking over. He already took over, and we're just glad to let you know that. So when you hear on the first and third, that's when First St. Mark come on the air, first and third. And he'll be on the air with me, or I'll be with him on the third Saturday of this month. We want to do something else, too. On Thursday morning, we have a community prayer breakfast. And it's bacon, egg, grits, sausage, some type of juice. So we just want you to know that First St. Mark have something almost every day at our church. And we call it a community church. You can just come in and sit down, and sometimes you can watch TV if you want to in the fellowship hall. But we just want you to know that you're welcome, and we love visitors. Okay, one other thing I want to read this. We're having something that we want everybody to take heed to. I'm going to read the letter. It says, "Dear Christian friends, you are invited to our 118th year church anniversary and the installation of our pastor-elect, Reverend Kenneth Whitaker. Both of these joy events will be held on Sunday, August the 29th, 2021, at 2:30 p.m. at the First St. Mark Baptist Church. Both of these joys events will be held at that time that I just mentioned. Reverend Chad Godfrey and the Magnolia Baptist Church will be our guests. Please come help us celebrate our anniversary and our pastor's installation. If you need First St. Mark for anything, as we say, just call us to come running. We just want to make that announcement so you'll know, and we hope that you will come. If you can't come, we ask that you would just pray for our church anniversary. 118 years. A lot of people came through First St. Mark Church. A lot of people were baptized. A lot of people got married. A lot of people just, a lot of their, our loved ones were funeralized at that church. So we just want you to be aware that this is going on and come out and help us celebrate. I do have a scripture that I want to mention, and I just want to mention it for a very short time. The scripture that I want to mention is the 23rd Psalm. They call it the Psalm of David. And the scripture goes like this. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." And it just seems like if we got the Lord as our shepherd, He supplies all our needs. We haven't got to worry about things that we need. Because it said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." That means that we're satisfied. We got everything we need. And I'm convinced that if we got the Lord Jesus, we don't need nothing else. So I just want you to know that we're just reading and talking about some of the things that Psalm 23 talk about in the Psalm of David. He said, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water." I don't know. I just know that we're just like sheep. Jesus is our real shepherd. Jesus is our real shepherd. But He makes me lie down beside still water. And I was told that somebody who was a sheep herder and know a little bit more about sheep than I do, actually, they raise sheep. They were telling me that a sheep won't drink out of running water. And they told me that really the water has to be still before the sheep will drink. Let me read that passage again. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water." That's just telling me something. He gives us rest when He's talking about lie down in the pastures. "And lead me beside still water." If we want to drink some water, the water is not going to be running. It's going to be still water. I thank God for Jesus in this scripture. He's telling us that He's going to take care of us. I will tell you right now, if you're going through anything that looks too big for you to handle, I'm telling you, you turn it over to Jesus and let Him work it out. I know for a fact, I can testify that He will work it out. Ain't nothing too big for the Lord. Ain't nothing too small for the Lord. He'll work it out for you. I'm looking at the next one on the 23rd Psalm. I'm looking at the next one, which is number 3. And it says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake." It says, "Even though I walk through the valley, in the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for Thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I just want you to know, really want you to know, that as you walk through the valley, it didn't say that you would stop in the valley. It said walk through the valley in the shadow of death. too many of us get stuck in the valley because we don't lean and depend on the Lord. Can I tell you, if you lean and depend on Jesus, I'm trying to tell you that everything will be all right. You ain't got to make something happen. You ain't got to try to break through the, run through the valley, but you can walk through the valley. You ain't got to stop walking or you walk through the valley. Don't run through the valley. But if you lean and depend on the Lord Jesus, you are going to get through the valley. And when you get through the valley, ain't nobody else you can give credit to. You can't say that I was educated and I finished at Grambling or LSU. You can't say that. What you need to say, I made it through the valley. My valley was cancer. My valley was this. My valley was that. My valley was bankrupt. But I made it through the valley, not because of somebody else, but I made it through the valley because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And some people have sung a song, I've been through this, and I've been through that, but I made it. And if they'll finish the song like I like to hear, if it had not been for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't know where I would be. God bless you, but let me make an announcement again. You are invited to our 118-year church annual and the installation of our pastor-elect, Kenneth Whitaker. Both of these joyous events will be held on Sunday, August the 29th, 2021 at 2:30 p.m. at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Reverend Chad Godfrey and the Magnolia Baptist Church will be our special guests. We ask that you come out and help us celebrate our pastor installation. If you need First St. Mark for anything, please let us know. We ask that you keep First St. Mark Baptist Church in mind. We want to thank you for so many donations that you have made to our church. And you know who I'm talking about, because the people who made these donations, they know that they made a donation. We've had a fundraiser with a church band. We have raised over $7,000. And thank you so much for that. So what we're saying now as we come to a close, we're saying God be with you. Keep on tuning in to this station. We're going to see you again on the third Saturday at the same time at 10:45 to 11 a.m. And we want to say to you, come see us at 1624 Reed Avenue, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We love visitors. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.